week on Let's Talk Supply Chain, I was joined by Amy from Delivery Solutions. Delivery Solutions are doing some really exciting things in the omnichannel e-commerce space with their vision of unifying the retail experience. Anyone in this sector knows how fragmented and complex it is, but Delivery Solutions are really bringing brands and shoppers together to create memorable experiences, and I love that. Amy told me all about what's happening in the industry right now, why it's so important to incorporate omnichannel into your retail strategies, and the growing importance of diversification as well. We had a lot to talk about. Omnichannel e-commerce is a rapidly growing strategy, and I'm really enjoying the conversations I'm having around it. So I hope you enjoyed it as well. But as always, if you missed this particular episode, you can catch up over on letstalksupplychain.com, on our YouTube channel, or anywhere else that you subscribe to the show. It was episode 403. Let's Talk Supply Chain is not your average supply chain podcast. We feature not just the top of the industry, but also diverse voices from within the community, new innovations, and the disruptors making waves in the industry. Don't listen to the same old, same old. Be sparked by new ideas and fresh perspectives only on Let's Talk Supply Chain.
Are you ready to find your people? If you're struggling to find a supply chain community of like-minded professionals where you can level up, network, learn about best practices from experts in supply chain, professional development, and marketing, look no further. We created the Secret Society of Supply Chain to provide a safe space, a community for everyone in supply chain. We offer unique opportunities for everyone to connect and grow in our three distinct value-packed communities, the Supply Chainers, Women in Supply Chain, and the Creative Room. From the learn at your own pace, content-rich approach of the Supply Chainers to the empowering community-focused space of Women in Supply Chain and the marketing mastermind of the Creative Room, we mean it when we say there's truly a place for everyone. When you join one of our communities, you'll gain access to a wealth of knowledge, resources, expertise, and my favorite part, opportunities to build genuine connections with like-minded professionals. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out, you'll find a supportive and collaborative environment that fosters learning, connection, and long-term growth. Head over to secretsocietyofsupplychain.com to explore which community was made for you.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Supply Chain. Before we start, I have one question to get you thinking about today's guest. How long does the average trucker take to find parking after every shift? It is not easy to park a truck. So what do you think? Let me know your guesses over on social and keep listening because I'll let you know at the end of the show. So today I'm joined by a company that is on a mission to help truckers save time and fuel by efficiently finding and reserving truck parking across the U.S. We've really seen the issue of parking and storage grow, so I'm excited to hear from brands that are working to solve that challenge. But who are they? Well, I'll reveal them all after the question of the week. So the question we asked you: which area do you see the most potential for supply chain optimization through AI? Now, we had almost 400 votes for this one. You guys really loved this one. 50% of you said demand forecasting. 22% of you said inventory optimization. 16% of you said route optimization. And 11% of you said warehouse management. Peter said forecasting for sure. It's an obvious example. Lewis, my understanding is the last three are pretty well served by classical techniques, whereas demand forecasting has a lot more unknowns. And then we have, and then that ensued a whole conversation. Ben says AI being used for inventory optimization all starts with a great AI demand forecast. And Lewis said, this is my hunch too. Ben says, we've been doing this with organizations for quite a while now with amazing results. So go over and check out this particular question that we asked you and take a look at all the answers. Thank you so much to everybody who weighed in on the question of the week. Remember, we ask you a question every single Wednesday morning across the Let's Talk Supply Chain LinkedIn and Instagram, and we want you to be part of that conversation. So go and vote, send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you. So now back to today's episode, and which logistics tech brand is joining me today? Well, it's Truck Parking Club. Truck Parking Club has a network of instantly reservable hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly truck parking locations. With a network of over 200 sites across the U.S., Truck Parking Club connects truckers to locations, providing parking for truckers and monetizing vacant properties for landowners. And it's Evan Shelley, co-founder and CEO at Truck Parking Club, that is joining me for the show. Evan is a truck parking expert with a deep knowledge of the business. Using his experience in trucking, truck parking, and real estate, he's working to help solve the truck parking shortage and bring awareness to the issue. Now, today, Evan and I will be talking all about Truck Parking Club, how they got started. You're not going to want to miss that story. What they do, creating technology that truckers or drivers actually want to use, the power to be found in collaboration, and how Truck Parking Club have become an influential force in transforming how trucking logistics operates. So welcome to the show, Evan.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you here. I mean, I talk to a lot of brands that are very complex, high tech with AI, and that's great. But I'm so excited to almost take it back to basics, right? Truck parking is a huge issue that impacts the industry, and you're not trying to overcomplicate it. You're solving a fundamental issue with almost a simple solution, which is matchmaking unused property with truckers needing to park. And I think that is brilliant, and I want to find out more about it. So let's start off talking about you. What's your background? What led you to co-found Truck Parking Club?
Yeah, so real estate engineering, real estate background. Really was in Florida for the last six or so years, doing real estate, flipping houses initially, and then going into large commercial land deals, which is where I found out about the issue with truck parking as I was working on an industrial land deal that everyone was telling me would be a great fit for truck parking. I go to the local municipality there in Central Florida, and I mentioned to them that I wanted to do truck parking and it's zoned industrial. And they're like, we're not going to support that. And I was like, it's a great spot for it. And they're like, well, you can try it, but we highly doubt it's going to get support, even though it's zoned industrial. And then, so I think about everyone's telling me there's demand for it. Mm-hmm. And that there isn't enough of it. And then I go try to make more of it, and the municipality shuts me down. And then that's like, let's look into this more, not just this property, but the U.S. Is it a huge problem? And within, just a little bit of researching, I realized it is a huge problem. And from there, that was 2021. I started getting to know stakeholders in the industry and people in truck parking specifically, and really dove in, and then ended up starting Truck Parking Club in 2022.
Amazing. Amazing. And it's interesting because you started out in real estate. I mean, you didn't start out in logistics or supply chain. You started out in a different industry and just sort of stumbled upon some of the challenges that we were having in our industry and put both of those together, which I love, because not everybody, there's a lot of people who have been in this industry a long time, but then there's other people who come with that innovation and that different background and start solving for some of those issues. So I love that. Can you give us a bit of an overview of where trucking is at right now? Like, I feel I'm hearing less about driver shortages than I have in the last year, but that's not to say it's better. It might just be an issue like the Red Sea, for example, has dominated more headlines. Can you give us your perspective on that, and then maybe feed into how that relates to the really big challenges we have with space and parking? You know, what does all of this look like for the industry right now?
Yeah. Like you mentioned, I'm not from the trucking background, but as I've grown this business, it is necessary to understand what's going on within the industry. And, you know, I think it's really tough out there for the smaller guys. I think they're doing everything they can to hang on. I think it appears, you know, coming into 2024 that things may be stabilizing. The interesting thing about, you know, our business is it is paid parking, but drivers are leveraging it to do more business. Huh. So ultimately, drivers are doing everything they can to find more opportunities out there to have, you know, better lanes that maybe they traditionally couldn't get. And fortunately, Truck Parking Club is helping to be a part of that. But, you know, to answer your question, I think it's tough. It's tough out there. There's a lot of supply. There's a lot of capacity, and there's not enough loads to go around, which is why you're seeing, you know, a lot of these smaller carriers go out, and even some of the larger carriers are having a really hard time, as you can see from, you know, some of the publicly traded ones. Their orderlies are not going so well. So it's a tough time out there.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that you are helping them with that, because I almost wonder if, you know, they don't want to have those empty runs back to potentially origin point. And so potentially what you're offering them is an opportunity to keep that truck in a specific location that can then, you know, do business in that region that helps reduce some of those empty loads.
Yeah. So what we hear very often when we go to shows and talking with drivers and our customer service reporting back to us, talking to drivers, is I never used to go to the Northeast. It's great money up there, but I can never find parking.
Okay.
We really appreciate, you know, all the locations you have in the Northeast or in Southern California. We hear that all the time, that there's more money in these areas that has less parking. And then we make it easier for the driver to find parking. That's what we do is take existing space and extra space and put it on a platform that's easy to use. And a lot of drivers, especially smaller carriers and owner ops, avoid those traditionally very congested areas that maybe they pay more, but it may be a nightmare getting in and out.
Interesting. And so you're sort of matchmaking those spots with those drivers, right?
Yeah. I mean, matchmaking in the sense of we have a fully self-service app that you just think of like Airbnb or Uber. You go on the app, you book your parking, you get all the information you need, and you get parked in a very simple, straightforward manner. And so we do that thousands of times a month all through our fully self-service app.
Amazing. So let's dive a little bit deep into that and how all of that works. Because if I'm a trucker, what do I do? How do I sign up? What does that process look like? Do I need the app? Do I need a desktop to start? What does that look like?
So you can use browser as well as mobile app. You can use it from your desktop. You can use it from your mobile phone in browser or mobile app. We make it very easy to use. It's as simple as signing up. And you don't have to sign up to view our available locations. So we get a lot of drivers that may look at our site several times before they ever sign up and then book. But we keep it extremely straightforward. Just asking for your email, optional phone number, password, and then to get booked, you just find a location that's suitable for you and where you're headed or where you're at currently. And we ask a few questions about your truck and trailer and when you're going to get there, when you leave, et cetera. Typically, the driver's first time booking takes them 10 minutes or less.
So let me ask you on the other side of the coin, because you were talking about being in Florida and how they didn't want to give you that land or allow you to do what you wanted with that land to develop some of that parking in that area. How are you finding the parking spots or lots available for you to be able to provide those to the truckers?
Yeah. So, we're very active going out to shows. We're very active on social media. Mm-hmm. Really try to be all across the internet. And we just end up getting in front of a lot of different people that could have parking companies that could have locations that are suitable for truck parking, whether that's a trucking company, a tow truck company, a truck repair shop, could be a 3PL, could be a, you know, someone that has a warehouse that they're not using parking. But we end up getting in front of them through several different channels. And mm-hmm. and we really make our branding very straightforward. We do truck parking, and we are utilizing the existing space to help drivers have more truck parking. And that's worked really well for us. And you know, the overwhelming majority of all of our new locations are inbound. They find us, they get curious. Oh, really? Yeah, just like awesome. Think about like Airbnb, you know, they've done a great job with their branding, and they're, you know, at this point, all their leads are essentially inbound. They come and they sign up because they know what Airbnb represents. And mm-hmm. we are working very hard to have the same reputation of where when you hear truck parking club, you know, it's for truck parking, leveraging existing space.
I mean, it's in the name. You did a really great job picking the name.
Yeah, well, I wish I could say that was like, you know, some grand plan, but it was actually just the URL was available. My co-founder, which is a minority co-founder, he started it with me, and he actually had the URL available, and he was like, "What do you think about this?" And I was like, "That'll do." And it ended up being so significant. But in the beginning, I was like, yeah, I think that makes sense. And now it's like, I couldn't imagine it being any other name.
Anything else.
So yeah. And
I'm sure you had a bunch of people, "Oh no, that's going to be too long," right?
Yeah. I mean, I wish it could be Uber or something. But,
right, five letters.
Yeah, right. But I think, ultimately, it's exactly what we need for the business that we have in particular, and our audience and our customer, you know, calling it, I don't know, truck B&B or like Uber for truck parking. I don't know. Like,
get those URLs before somebody else buys them.
Yeah. I mean, I just think for our audience, for our members, for our customers, for the drivers, like, we just need something very straightforward. Let's not get too fancy, and let's just provide parking to the driver.
Yeah. So if I'm a 3PL and I mean, I'm considering new revenue streams, how much land do I actually have for me to say, "Hey, this might be a good area for truck parking club where I could potentially make a little bit more money every single month"? Like, is it a spot for one truck? Is it like, and how do you vet them? Like, how are they coming into the ecosystem? And you're like, "Yes, you know, you need to sign up. We need your parking spots."
Yeah. So this, really anything that could fit a box truck or a bobtail, that you could, would be adequate for truck parking to park up. A box truck, a bobtail, straight truck is really the minimum requirement. I think we have a couple locations that are just, you can park one or two bobtail or box trucks on. And then from there, you know, one space that's suitable for a tractor trailer. We have some of those locations, and that's really all you need. I mean, I know we have a couple locations that just have dock parking. So you can go in and park a trailer or a box truck right in front of this dock that's just never used. That's right. A pretty common one. And so we have locations like that, but we also have locations that have, you know, 500 spaces for trucks and trailers. So
yeah,
it's a little bit of everything.
Well, no, and I wanted to ask that question because if I only have one, I'm like, is it worth it? You know, do I do this? You know, do I really have the space? And what you're saying is, yes, you can make some extra revenue just by putting that spot on the website, and it could churn, right? It could turn. You could have one there one night, maybe one a couple of nights later, but it's really putting some money in your pocket and opening up those revenue doors.
Yeah, especially, you know, for smaller companies, you know, especially a small trucking company or, you know, maybe a small shipper or something that just has extra space in mm-hmm. this warehouse or whatever the case may be. I mean, a lot of them can make a few hundred dollars a month off of one space, and mm-hmm. that can be significant money that they can put toward their business.
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to the app, because I was watching a video of you interviewing one of the truckers that uses the app, and I really liked seeing that firsthand perspective. So can you tell us a little bit about the app itself, how it works, but also what the truckers really love about it? Because if they're not comfortable with the app, they're just not going to use it. I mean, that's kind of like with everything, right?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how often, you know, something gets built and they don't talk to their customer. So I built the first version of the app. I did a low code, no code. I'm not really a technical guy, but I made something good enough to work. And then from there, started getting some bookings, got a proof of concept. And from the very beginning of the app, we talk with our customers constantly about what do we need to do, what needs to be done. And ultimately, through tens of thousands of iterations like that, we've ended up creating an app that I think, you know, the overwhelming majority of drivers that we talk to say, wow, it's straightforward. We don't make it too complicated. Yeah, what we say internally is somewhere in between Airbnb and Craigslist is where we live. And that's what works for us. And that's what works for our customer. We've created something that any driver in the U.S. can pick up right on their phone and book parking right then with no hassle. Nothing too complicated, no flashy lights, no, you know, crazy notifications or pop-ups or, you know, advertising or anything like that. Just an extremely straightforward experience, because we know our customer doesn't want to sit on our app for hours. We're measuring our usage on how quickly can they get on and off of the app and get what they need, which is parking, as quickly as possible. Like, that's what we're measured against. So we make everything super smooth and super straightforward.
I love the fact that you are measuring the amount of time that they're spending on the app as your success, right? Everybody else is the other way around. We want to keep them on there. We want them buying different things. And you're like, nope, as long as they're in and out, get what they want, that is success to us. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like you said, it's a little bit backwards, but we've just thought a lot about what our customer wants. And we've talked to our customers a lot. Like you mentioned, we talk with our customers all the time. And our customer service is made up of former drivers, and they're talking with our trucker members all the time. So we're constantly taking in feedback about what they like, what they don't like, and continuing to iterate the app to make sure that every single customer has a great experience with us.
So let's talk about the impact that this is all making, because we all know that being a driver is a tough job, right? It's exhausting, long hours, they're away from their family, and it's also resulted in a bit of a labor shortage recently. So what's the impact of your solution, how it's designed to save maybe time, money? What impact is that having on the drivers? And then maybe the knock-on effect of that, what impact is it having on the other side, the carriers, the 3PLs, whose business relies on that speedy, efficient trucking to make a little bit more revenue?
Yeah, so our mission statement, and everyone on my team would say, I repeat it quite often, is Truck Parking Club helps truckers save time and fuel by efficiently finding and reserving truck parking across the U.S. Mm-hmm. The average trucker takes 50 minutes to find parking. Our goal is to get that to 10 minutes or less.
Okay.
So that's what we talk about, and we shape our entire business around. And so ultimately, helping the trucker save time and fuel is key, right? It's key to everything we believe in. And we genuinely think we're doing that through customer feedback, that we're ultimately improving the supply chain by making sure that the driver doesn't take 50 minutes to find parking, that they can get on our app very quickly and see, oh, here's something 10 minutes away, I'm going to reserve it right now, and I'm going to pull over there, pull in and get parked. Whereas if that driver had to drive around aimlessly, maybe he's only 2 miles from the nearest parking, but he doesn't know it.
Right.
And so making that entire system more efficient is core to what we do. And we know that we are doing it on a daily basis and impacting thousands and thousands of truckers on a monthly basis. And we feel very strongly about continuing to do that. Amazingly, this was built for the driver, but as we continue to scale, it was really built with the smaller driver, owner op, small carrier in mind. But as we continue to scale, you know, the mega carriers and brokers are actively using us to help their businesses run more efficiently too. The fleet managers at these mega carriers, and we hear all the time about how this is incredible that they used to have to call around to all the truck parking, see what's there, see what's available, see what's legit and see what's not legit. Mm-hmm. Now they just hop on our app and do it. So we're actually helping not just the driver, but the fleet manager for the driver, book the parking more efficiently as well. So we think, you know, ultimately we're helping save a ton of time, which is a ton of money and fuel as well.
Yeah. So what are the top three reasons why they would need parking?
So, you know, the obvious ones would be, you know, hours of service are running down. They don't have a lot of options. They're not confident in parking close to where they're at. So they shut down, you know, anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes early. That's probably one of the most common reasons you would need parking. Another, and ultimately we help to reduce that to where they can be more confident, right? They can get closer to running out their clock, which creates more efficiency. Another way that we're seeing that truck parking club is being used, and that was common but didn't really think about it as we built the business, is dropping trailers in yards. We have a lot of carriers that use us to drop a trailer in a yard, or drop five trailers in a yard, use it as their own personal drop yard or their own personal terminal, where that really wasn't actively. And if it was available, it was something you had to spend days coordinating. Now you can do it within minutes right through our app. So that's another thing.
And that's because it needs to go to another location. They're looking to get another driver to pick that up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It could be, you know, drop and hook type operations. It could be convenient for them because there's loads that they're always picking up nearby. There's a lot of different factors that they could be using us, and we just create a seamless experience for them. And then a third way I would say is drivers. Another thing I'd never really thought of that much is, especially at shows, we'll have drivers come up and be like, I dropped my truck and trailer here at one of your locations for 4 days because my daughter had a wedding and I didn't know how, you know, stuff like that. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to have to fly in, but I ended up going and taking a load out there. And then I knew I could drop my truck and trailer at your location. We've heard that, like Vegas, doing that out in Vegas and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Not something I had ever thought of. But
it's not something I would ever think of either. But think about, like, if you're your owner, your own company, maybe, and you're one owner operator and you're sort of driving all over the country. And the fact that you need to be somewhere close to, maybe you're doing a delivery and you need to be there for the next couple of days. Exactly. What do you do with that? Yeah. You don't want to drive home and then fly back. You want to just drop that, be able to pick it back up and go wherever you need to go. I mean, that is efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I love that story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild. I never would have thought of that as we built the business, but that's the cool thing about just creating a product that let the customer figure out how they want to use it as well. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, you're bringing families together. Who knew?
We are. Yeah.
I love that. So let's stay on the story train, right? Because I usually ask for a case study. You know, what was one of your clients? What was the challenge they came to you with? Obviously, the solution that you gave them was some sort of parking. And then what was the ROI and benefit to their company? Like, sort of paint us a picture of, you know, something that's gone really, really well for one of your customers.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about this, I think going broader about just thinking about the overall impact, I don't have an exact story that I can think of at the moment for a driver or a company necessarily. Well, I have a broader one for one company, and then I want to speak on kind of broader as what we've done for a lot, thousands of truckers out there. But we do have a company that started using us relatively early on when we started Truck Parking Club, and they have, I don't know, 5,000 trailers or something. And it goes back to what I mentioned about, you know, five spaces, and then they use it as a drop yard. And they use us like an incredible amount. I don't have exact numbers. I wish I did, but essentially our customer service is in conversation with them all the time because they park hundreds of trailers with us, and they're like, this has completely changed our business. They're like, we used to take forever to find parking in all these cities, and now we just get on your app and we book it for our drivers to drop trailers, and it's made our business so much more efficient. I don't have any like amazing statistics for you, but I thought that one comes to mind where I'm like, wow, like, you know, it's cool to see someone leverage. And I, that really, you know, wasn't why we started the company, but it's cool to see creating that efficiency in the supply chain. And then like to go even broader than that, you know, we park thousands of trucks a month, and I am confident in saying that I believe we save drivers, you know, 30 minutes. Whereas if they happen to go to Google themselves or drive around, I think we save them at least 30 minutes. So if you run quick, you know, just simple, very simple math, we're saving drivers thousands of hours a month at this point, driving around or on their own clock, you know? Mm-hmm. So what is that worth at this point? You know, I mean, it's relatively significant, and I feel like we're just getting started. Mm-hmm. Soon that will be tens of thousands of hours a month, and then hundreds of thousands of hours a month, and millions of hours a month. So as we continue to scale that up, you know, I think we, in terms of efficiency and sustainability, we'll be able to bring you some, maybe the next time I come on the show, we'll be able to bring you some really strong data points. But even at this point in our company, we are doing, you know, what I believe to be very significant things in helping the driver save a lot of time and become more efficient.
Well, I mean, the fact that one of your customers has come to you and said how much of a difference you've made to their business and how you've kind of changed their business. I mean, that in itself, I mean, you're dealing with the trucking industry who doesn't usually speak like that or give you that kind of feedback. And so that kind of feedback just really shows for itself. Now, you mentioned sustainability, and I want to bring this up because you've been talking about saving time. You've been talking about, you know, saving that fuel by not having to drive around. But I think there's a sustainability component that we haven't really touched on yet. And so I want to talk about that because I think innovations like yours are so important, because if we're going to tackle climate issues more quickly and effectively than we are, we need to think more creatively. We need to think about ways we can partner, reuse, recycle, repurpose, not just buy carbon credit. So what do you think about that? Because I think what you're doing is also really helping on the sustainability front too.
Yeah, I mean, kind of going back to what we were just talking about, what's thousands of hours of fuel saved? I mean, how much fuel is that, right? And this, we're still a relatively young company. That wasn't by design. I mean, we didn't think necessarily about sustainability in the sense of you know, the environment, things like that. But I think it's just inherent to what we've done with the business. We've right. kept the driver in mind and made them more efficient, therefore making, you know, creating all these positive effects with sustainability. So it kind of just worked out that way. And the better we get at our jobs, the more sustainable everyone will be running, the more efficient they'll be running, ultimately having all these very positive benefits to, you know, the earth as a whole.
Well, and I think about, because you're talking about driving around looking for parking, but I'm also thinking about some of those dead runs, those empty runs that might not be happening because they're able to park up their truck or their trailer or whatever that looks like. Less trucks on the road, you know, because of that, which also helps with climate and all sorts of different things in a variety of ways in a variety of different states. So you're not just helping certain regions, you know, it's sort of happening all across North America, right? Because I think you have something like over 300 locations. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. No, I think you're totally right. And hopefully the next time I come on the show, I can really think about how many deadhead miles are we actually saving? That stuff's relatively hard to track, but I think over time we'll probably have those metrics. But yeah, we're at 321 locations as of today.
Congratulations.
We just passed 300 just a few days ago. And we've added 21 locations in just a handful of days. So we're working very hard, because we know the more number of locations that we build, the better we can be at our jobs. And more of us helping to hit our goal, hit our mission statement. And, our goal over the next year here is to get over 2,000 locations, which we're on track to hit. Nice. So we're just going to keep pushing, keep putting great people on the team and keep the mission in mind and just keep rolling.
And are you looking all across the U.S.? Are you in Canada at all? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, we are not in Canada. We get asked a decent amount at this point, but we think there's plenty of work to do here in the U.S.
Oh,
so
sure.
we're just focused on the U.S., growing out the U.S., and I think we got our hands full right here.
Do you have specific regions that you are looking for parking in at this moment?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we're a marketplace, so we're always looking for parking anywhere, because we think, I mean, at this point, even in very rural areas, we can get those locations bookings and ultimately help the driver find parking in these very rural areas. But, you know, Southern California, Northern California, Florida, the Northeast up toward New York City, most of Jersey, Dallas, Atlanta, just kind of those buzzword, Chicago, that you hear about all the time. Maybe being a great place to get loads, but incredibly difficult to find parking. Mm-hmm. We're always looking in those areas and continuing awesome. To add supply in those areas.
So if you are in those areas, you need to get on truckparkingclub.com. All right. So what does the future hold for you? I know you said that you want to get to 2,000 locations, but what can we expect from you? What do you think the industry is going to be like between now and maybe the end of 2024?
Yeah, so we want to get to 2,000. I didn't say it quite properly a minute ago. We want to get to 2,000 by the end of the year.
Okay.
We want to get to 5,000 to 10,000 in the next 2 to 3 years. And as we continue to ramp up, there's very clear ways that we can get there. But 5,000 to 10,000 locations is where we feel we will be doing a very significant job of helping truckers save time and fuel. And that's kind of the North Star. That's what we're pushing toward. We also have to make sure that our customers are still having a great experience. But ultimately, adding more supply, ultimately adding hundreds of thousands of parking spaces from existing space is what we're very, very focused on and pushing toward every day.
Love that. Well, I can't wait for you to ring the bell and say that you hit that 2,000 mark at the end of this year. You're going to have to do
a big
celebration online.
Yeah, it's a big goal. It's a big goal. But that's what we do. We have a very good team. And when we set those goals with the team, it's like, whoa, really? But we have the things in place to get there. And with the right team and continuing to build the team, we're confident that we can do it.
Well, I can't wait. So the widespread shortage of truck parking spaces is a big issue for the industry. Extra time, cost, and miles is putting an increasing strain on an already challenging space. But by leveraging technology and the power of community, Truck Parking Club has created a network of varied parking options, helping to overcome the complexities and the challenges in the industry and address the diverse needs and preferences of truck drivers. Truck Parking Club are reshaping the entire trucking logistics landscape through innovative parking solutions to create a future where booking a truck parking space is never an obstacle to the smooth flow of logistics, a future with an efficient, reliable, and productive trucking industry. And did you have a guess at today's big question? Well, at the top of the show, I asked you, how long does the average trucker take to find parking after every shift? Well, the average trucker takes almost an hour to find parking after every shift, and that adds up to thousands of dollars lost by the trucker over the course of a year. So if you're struggling to find parking, you need to join the club, the Truck Parking Club. And you can find them over at truckparkingclub.com. A massive thanks to Evan and the team at Truck Parking Club for making this episode happen. Thanks, Evan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Did you know that the average cost of losing an hourly supply chain worker has reached $19,607? And that recent research shows that 77% of hourly supply chain workers are considering a job change in the next 3 months. This could have a huge impact on your productivity, bottom line, and culture. Workstep is helping supply chain companies to better engage their distributed hourly workforce at scale. Understand the true reasons behind their workforce turnover and take actions to make positive changes and reduce attrition. Workstep has successfully helped many companies reduce their frontline worker turnover by up to 36%. Visit workstep.com to learn more. If you would like to hear more from us, we have plenty more content for you featuring the best and the brightest in the industry. Head over to letstalksupplychain.com or even our YouTube channel. But if you head over to letstalksupplychain.com and you have a supply chain challenge, we have most likely had the solution on our show. So put the keyword into the search bar. That content will come up. If it's a podcast episode, you can find out whether they are the right solution for you without even going into their sales funnel. And remember to come back next week for this month's episode of our Woman in Supply Chain series. I will be joined by Lalitha, co-founder at Oro Labs and self-confessed procurement geek. Lalitha spent nearly 20 years at SAP before going it alone and founding her own company. And I'm really looking forward to sharing her journey with you. I had the chance to interview her alongside her co-founder at an event last year, and she is so smart and so interesting. You're really going to enjoy finding out more about Lalitha and her journey and her story. So make sure to not miss that. If you'd like to support us, there's a few ways to support the show. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We're also over on TikTok. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Supply Chain, and subscribe to our newsletter either on LinkedIn or at letstalksupplychain.com. You will find out about events, news, what's going on in the industry, hot topics, live shows. We have so much curated for the supply chain professionals in this industry. You can also find some really cool merch. We've got t-shirts, we've got tote bags, we've got mugs, so much more for that special supply chainer in your life. Head over to letstalksupplychain.com and under shop. Plus, if you are trying to find the right community for you, we have it. Go to secretsocietyofsupplychain.com. We have 3 collaborative groups. One is the supply chainers with exclusive content from some of the biggest leaders, and they are telling us about their best practices, and you have an opportunity to network. Then we have our virtual monthly meetup for women in supply chain. I have been told this is better than Chief. So if you're a woman in supply chain looking to connect, go and sign up. We are filling up cohorts fast. And then third, we've got a virtual monthly meetup for marketing professionals in supply chain. We are getting you in front of the people that matter so that you can ask the questions and ensure that the ROI in your marketing goes up. So head over to secretsocietyofsupplychain.com now to secure your spot. And last but not least, if you'd like to be featured on an upcoming episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review the show.
Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening. And remember, ship happens.